Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, we finally got a little news about last week's cash trade, and feedlots held out for the win, with cash trading higher. Waiting it out resulted in Southern trade at $2 higher. Even when packers were able to purchase an amount of cattle for a deferred delivery, they still can't avoid the fact that market-ready cattle are not plentiful and higher prices are what's needed to purchase what's available. The same's going to be true this week, as cattle numbers and fundamentals are not going to change anytime soon unless there is some unforeseen event that would be of major consequence. Hogs could not get much going Friday, with contracts through October lower and later contracts slightly higher. Trade seemed to drift with little interest ahead of the three-day weekend. Weaker cash and cutouts did not generate any excitement. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash was down 33 cents, cutouts down 97 cents to finish the week on a negative tone. However, the previous hog report showed cash up $1.48. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, well, May is 6 cents higher early today, getting some bullish influence from corn and soybean prices, and is also facing another shot of cold temperatures in the western plains. Even though Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska had snow recently, the current cover is sparse and won't offer much protection to this week's colder temperatures. Snow, wind, and bitter cold temperatures are starting to move across the northwestern plains and today, and introducing another blast of sub-freezing temperatures. May corn trading about 3 cents higher early today, showing some bullish influence from reports over the weekend that crops in central Argentina were hit with frost, a surprise for this time of year. Difficult to tell yet the extent of damage that occurred, but adds to the list of struggles Argentine crops have encountered. May soybeans are about 15 cents higher early today, near their highest prices in 8 months, and responding to news of that frost in central Argentina over the weekend. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the close on Friday, April live cattle up 57 cents, 164.65. June up 40 cents, 160.12. May feeder cattle up 30 cents, 186.52. April down 15 cents at 190.45. April hogs down 50 cents, 85.27. May down 45 cents, 94.40. Kansas City wheat, the March was up 8 cents Friday, 906.5. May up 8.5, 895.75. Chicago wheat, March up a half, 765.5. May was unchanged, 776.25. March corn up 1.75, 677.75. May up 2.5, 677.5. March soybeans up 3/4, 1527.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.